Late Night with Deanne, Cara Deanne Live. Welcome, everyone. Another broadcast, another day, another Saturday. A lot of things going on. A lot of good things. We're going to be hosting some good guests coming up soon, and I'm going to announce it probably next week. We're going to have one of the presidential candidates on here on one of the broadcasts I'm involved in, and we're going to also be involved with having some very deep discussions about things you should know, especially about healthcare tonight. I don't know if you know this, but there is a problem in healthcare across the country, huge problem. Hospitals, being hospitalized, medication, affordability, patient care, all of these things. Now, a lot of this stuff has to do with a little bit more than we really realize, and I would say it has to do with privatization of a lot of these hospital facilities across the nation. We look at these hospitals, and we don't think when we go in that there is a situation, the way that they treat us is based on, you know, who you are, what you are, how much money you have and type of insurance you have. That's one level, but there's another level that's a corporate level within these hospital states. So you have Advocate Healthcare, you have Adventist Healthcare, you have these systems that are out there. They're set up in privatized means. And my guest is going to talk about this because she's been in litigation with it. And it has to do with the movie Sickle, you know, has a lot to do with that. And she's going to talk about the lawsuits she's been filing to try to get people not only aware, but trying to get adjudicated rights for people in regards to health care, insurance, and this. And her name is Barbara Clark. I'm going to also check and see if my co-host is on yet. John, are you there? He's not here yet. We're waiting for John to come on. But the whole thing is that I don't know how you feel about the healthcare issue, but there's a presidential election coming up in November. What are the candidates doing? What are they talking about? How they're going to clear up this nightmare in the system? It's a little bit more complicated, too, because it affects people in the judicial system, too. There's a situation of compromise, a situation of a possible corruption in the court system in adjudicating issues concerning health care. And like I said before, we're going to have Barbara on and Steve, and we're going to be talking about this after break. We're also going to next week on Truth Radio. I'm on truthradio.com from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Friday next week, we're going to have Ted Gunderson on. And Ted Gunderson, who's a former FBI agent, he's going to be talking about his lawsuit that's being filed in regards to the media being corrupted. Media not allowing Ron Paul in on these debates, and there is a lawsuit filed about the major media. So we're going to be talking about that on Truth Radio from 7 on Friday. So we'll be right back after this break, and if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up with our guest, Barbara Clark.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back. It's Dan on RBN. And we're talking here with Barbara Clark. We're going to have her up in about 2 minutes, but I'm going to bring John Alastasis, my co-host, on. John, are you there? John?
This is Steve
Belcher. Hi, Dan. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. It's warmed up a little bit around here, so it's not quite so cool. And it's about to start to have a thaw again. We got a little bit of snow, about to lose it, and I guess it's going to snow again, have a little bit of snow, so.
Yeah, it's probably about 20-some degrees out here in Illinois, and I don't know, it's just, this is what I want to mention real quick, folks. Today, there was a meeting down at Navy Pier for the press with Senator Hillary Clinton and Senator Barack Obama. And they had given a call out for press to come, and guess what, folks? Only mainstream folks, some of the other people that were with some of the other stations, they said it was standing room only, so they blocked certain people from coming in. And I think that's not fair because, again, these things, like these issues that we're bringing forth here about health care and the judicial system and various other things that are not being covered and mentioned in the mainstream press within questions and answer times that are being spun up in the media, are not being addressed. And I think that we should have all of the media available to answer or ask questions of these elected, too soon to be elected officials. John, what is your opinion of that?
Well, the You know, and Lucentis just dropped down as a restaurant for Congress. Ron Paul seems to be the only one hanging in there that's fairly strong on the vote, but I understand there's like 56 or 7 other candidates other than Obama and Hillary. Well, it'd be nice to take those people instead of trying to break up the third vote, per se, combine those people in a league of support to let their vote go to Ron Paul, and then try to get into Congress or the Senate in their area and come together as a coalition of people trying to fight and understand what each other's for, and possibly bring all these people together to try to bring a controlling number into the our judicial powers, because it's going to take all of us. It's not going to be one man who's going to change the world. He's going to need support behind him, and these people possibly through the efforts of looking at everybody and understanding that we probably all are constitutional per se, start working together and start breaking down this cabal of control that's against us.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about that after we finish this conversation, because I want to go in the political realm after this. But needless to say, we need to talk about health care, because that's a huge crisis we have in the United States, huge crisis. And I'm going to bring my special guest on, Barbara Clark, first. She's a RN, a nurse, that has created a lawsuit because of the unfairness that's going on in healthcare, and then we go to insurance, especially as it relates to the Adventist healthcare system. And I'm going to bring her up right now. I've had her on the show before. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah,
hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. It's mighty cold in California, but I'm doing okay. I'd like to make it kind of lump it all together, what I'd like to talk about today. Of course, America is in a huge healthcare crisis, and everyone knows that. But there are a lot of hidden agendas kind of hidden around that a lot of the public does not know about. A couple weeks ago, we went through this whole thing. Ron Paul mentioned it, the national ID card and all that. Well, there's another thing out there that really worries me, and you can find a lot of information on it on my website. But what it's about is the National Health Information Network, the NHIN. And basically, it all kind of started with HIPAA. Several years ago, we instated HIPAA. We promised people that all their medical records would be private. You know, it couldn't be used against them. Well, come to find out, HIPAA is a complete joke. Nurses and doctors nationwide pretty much were put into the scare tactic that, oh, you've got to protect the patient's rights, their medical records and everything. But there is no enforcement under HIPAA. And now, under an executive order, they want to start this National Health Information Network, basically telling everyone you have got to put every patient's medical health information in this secret computer data program. And the problem is with this, there's been a lot of government money sunk into it with software companies and all this stuff. But the problem about it is there's no security in place. There's no oversight in place. And they started out on a pilot program in South Carolina just recently where they took 100,000 medical records of Medicare and Medicaid recipients, and they want to stick them in this database. Well, what people don't understand, when your health information, your most private information, goes into this database, which is not secure, anyone can break into it, credit bureaus, banks, your employer can get into it and can find out everything about you. And what this does, we've got a whole generation of baby boomers getting ready to retire. And you've got these big health problems. You've got obesity. You've got diabetes. You've got health. You've got heart conditions. You've got high cholesterol, all these problems. Well, what people don't understand is if they don't stand up and stop this, then everyone's health information goes into this database. Well, let's say you want to go apply for a job. Your employer can punch into the system and find out that you're diabetic and are overweight, and can turn around and say, you can't have the job. You're too high of a risk. And
so you're saying the employers can go in the system and look into it to see what's going on with you in regards to when they do this basic background check, when they ask for your application, when you, you know, seek employment.
Exactly, and it's going to be the same kind of thing, and they're trying to put, they're trying to force that all the doctors and all the hospitals are going to have to put everyone's health information in this database. So if you go into a hospital and they take down your history, this history goes into a database. So everyone and their brother is going to be able to look at your history. Now, the problem about that from a medical standpoint, I see several problems. The biggest problem, because there is no security and no oversight, let's say you are in Texas and you go up to Washington and you show up at a hospital and something's wrong with you. Well, the idea is that you can punch into the system and get all your medical records. Well, if there is no security and no oversight, anyone can actually go in and change the medical information, like change your blood type, change your name, change your this. Pardon?
They can come in and change your blood type. What?
Well, what they can do, because there is no security and no oversight in this whole system, you know, no one has figured out. Everyone is screaming and yelling and saying, oh, we need this National Health Information Data Network. This is the greatest thing. I mean, I've heard several of the candidates go ahead and say, oh, we need this medical information network. It's going to decrease everything. It's going to get rid of the paperwork. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. But what people don't understand, there's absolutely no security and no oversight over this system in place. That
now, you know what the scary thing is on this, Barbara, is, like you said, they have all this information on us all over the place. They have all your medical information. They've got the the new ID system that's just going to have a whole pool of information. They got your employment history on the computer, salary computer information, social security information. So one person could go in at any time, any part of these systems in that one computer, and generate an ID of you and become you.
And then
what's the point and purpose of coming up with a national ID card if they have a flaw right now in all these systems that will open up all this information for everybody to obtain?
Well, that's the one thing. The whole national ID card thing apparently was put on hold now for a while, you know, because I think whoever it was came out and said, oh, we got to put national ID on hold because Ron Paul made such a big deal about it. Well, they need to put National Health Information Network on hold because what I see, we have HIPAA in place already, and there is no enforcement on HIPAA. I mean, I ran into it in my case, and that's one of the reasons I have so many lawsuits going, is because my employer took my highly confidential psychiatric records and flung them all over the place to discredit me, and the psychiatric record was already cooked up in the first place, and then they flung it all over to all kinds of people, and that's what I'm fighting right now. And that's what got me involved in finding out more about this, and I came across this National Health Information Network. And I'm going, this is a complete joke.
Well, I wanted to bring your friend in. He is with the union. His name is Steve. Steve, your last name is Zimmerman?
Zeltzer.
Zeltzer. I'm sorry, Steve. I thank you and welcome you on board, too. And you're a part of the union, and I wanted you to put some input in this in regards to this system that they put together. What do you think about it?
Well, what's happened, I'm with the California Coalition for Workers Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
And every April 28th, there's events around the country and around the world to commemorate workers who've been injured or killed on the job.
Oh.
And there are thousands and thousands of workers who are injured and killed, hundreds of thousands of workers who are injured and killed on the job. But what has happened under the Bush administration, but also under previous administrations, Clinton, is a deregulation of the economy. So like the result is like this, what's happening with the banks now. But in the case of insurance companies in California, for example, they deregulated workers' compensation. So now,
well, I have to stop you here. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. And please hold that point. This is important. We're on the RBN, the Ambrose Show, and we'll be right back after this station announcement.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, we're back. We're here live on RBN Live, that is, and this is the BM Burley Show. And folks, if you want to contact me, my number is, my direct number is 630-666-8528, 666-8528. And if you want to contact me by email, it's dannedanne.burley@gmail.com. Or go to my website, which is justiceradio.wetpaint.com, justiceradio.wetpaint.com. And we are coming back up, and we're here with both Barbara Clark, and we're also talking to Steve and John Alstasis. And we're going to bring Steve back on. He is talking to us about the union aspect of this. And Steve, can you, now your aspect connects into workman's comp as well, and the issue of what happens with workman's comp. Can you bring that in too?
Well, what's happened is Warren Buffett and these big insurance company moguls have paid off the legislature all over the country to deregulate workers' compensation, which means that injured workers now, when they go to get their health care taken care of, which are, they're promised that if they're injured on the job, they're going to get health care, they're being told to go to SSI, Social Security, go to a public hospital, or go someplace else. So workers are being forced to fight to get their health care. In many cases, they're They lose their homes. They lose their families. There are many homeless people in this country, thousands of homeless workers who've been injured on the job and haven't gotten proper medical care. So this has reached a crisis proportion, and also it's encouraged corruption because the insurance companies now are forging documents. We have one case, for example, at a company called AgriQuest in Davis, California, where they were importing bacteria and fungus to fight pesticides at this company, AgriQuest. A worker there, a young worker, was working there, and he was concerned about health and safety. They said, don't worry about it because we have investors here. So they had him take out a barrel of fungus and bacteria. They told him it was safe. He got fungus in his bloodstream. He nearly died from it. And they're saying they're not responsible. So they're fighting him getting his health care. Social Security has ended up paying $330,000 to keep him alive. So there's a massive cost-shifting scam going on in which workers get injured. They can't get taken care of by the insurance company and the employer. They end up going on the public dole. And the public, the taxpayer, ends up paying for these people. So it's actually a scam. It's a RICO scam because they're conspiring to avoid paying things that they're responsible to pay. And in what's happening is injured workers are paying the brunt of that. They don't get their health care taken care of, like in the case of Barbara. Another case, a woman named Anita Blick was a police dispatcher when she was injured on the job at Atherton, the city of Atherton, which is a very wealthy city. They went after her. They owed her a lot of money, so they framed her up and said she was a felon. She had illegally not told the doctor that she was able to drive to go to doctor's appointments. And they spent thousands of dollars for these private investigators to frame people up. And they convicted her and put her in jail for 90 days. Now, this woman, 54-year-old grandmother, had never been even gotten a traffic ticket. And she's put in prison in a solitary isolation for 90 days. She appeals it. Fortunately, she had a house. She had to borrow in her house. She appeals it in the Supreme Court of California, appeals court, and they overturn it. They say you have to have intention to defraud. So this Citigroup company and the district attorney of San Mateo prosecuted this injured worker, put her in jail, and then it's overturned, but her life has been destroyed. And this is happening more and more to injured workers around this country who are being tortured, basically, and terrorized by these insurance companies. And in California, we discovered, for example, there's a thing called the Fraud Assessment Commission, which gets $25 million a year from a premium on insurance. They're supposed to investigate fraud in the insurance industry. It turns out that the chairman of this Fraud Assessment Commission in California, his name is William Zachary. He's the vice president for risk management for Safeway. So he's an insurance executive being in charge of oversight of the insurance industry, prosecution of fraud in the insurance industry. And an injured worker went to Barbara Schenck, who was an injured Safeway worker, went to this commission to say that she was going into bankruptcy because Safeway wasn't paying her bills. Now, this Safeway, the vice president for risk management of Safeway, is in charge of this commission. They prevented her from speaking at this commission meeting. So here you have this deregulation. I would call it the fungus of deregulation, where the regulators are the same companies that are supposed to provide health care, and they don't want to provide health care to cut their costs. And the same with Adventist Health. There's another worker, Joe Dow, who was working for Lowe's Hardware Store in South San Francisco in California. He was disabled. He had been injured on a job. He was a disabled worker, he had a disability, his back. They order him to carry cement. He hurts his back, and then they forge his papers and say that he'd never had a disability. He goes to the district attorney in San Mateo to complain about health and safety. They tell him to go to the police. Well, the police don't investigate insurance fraud. It's the district attorney that investigates insurance fraud. They laugh at him. He went to the police department. They laugh at him. And basically, he has been fighting to get justice over a fraud by the insurance by the employer and by a cover-up by the district attorney. So it's a systemic problem. And that's why, in our case, and what we've discovered is that it's not just a bad insurance executive. It's not just a bad district attorney. It's not just a bad employer. There's a systemic breakdown in which
I'm going to stop you again here. We're going to break. But this is a very important issue, folks, and we'll be right back, and we're going to hear more about this as we return to the Amber Early Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back, and welcome. It's Deanne, late night Deanne, with Girly Show. And we're talking about something, you know, it's not gonna how much money people have to pay for this so-called workman's comp insurance. You know, if you look on the other side of the end, and everybody's paying for this workman comp insurance thing. You have to have it, gotta have it, gotta. Now, when you get it, who gets benefit from it? You know, we're hearing here that workers here are having documents changed illegally, insurance carriers not paying off anything, and then it's a huge premium to the business. And what's the point? Can you tell me, Steve, what's the point of having this and the system don't work? It's obvious the system does not work. Steve, can you tell more on this?
Insurance companies run the healthcare industry, and they want to make profit. And if they can make profit by not taking care of your healthcare needs, that's good for them. That increases their profit. So like Warren Buffett, who's one of the biggest insurance operators in the country, he makes money by preventing people from getting health care, injured workers. And the problem is, and this is why we're for single payer, is for eliminating the insurance companies. The insurance companies have to be eliminated from health care. If people have seen this movie Sicko by Michael Moore, even people who have health care insurance find out that when they get seriously ill, they end up finding out that they're not going to get the treatment that they need, that insurance companies find tricks and maneuvers to prevent them from getting health care. And it's a systemic problem. And we've gone to Congressman Lundgren. We've gone to the senators and all these people. They don't want to talk about it because, unfortunately, many of these politicians get money from these insurance companies. They're on the take. So they don't want to attack the insurance companies. So this is why, you know, we're going to your show. We're going all over the country. We're saying these people are criminal. They're conspiring to prevent people from getting treatment. They're lying to people. They're forging papers. They're putting workers in jail to avoid having to pay for health care. And they need to go to jail. These people need to go to jail, and they're not going to jail. But we're on their case, and we're not going to go away, as Barbara has. They've tried to terrorize Barbara. They tried to shut her down. They've accused her of being crazy. I mean, injured workers who say something's wrong and I'm being ripped off, they're accused of being crazy. This is not an isolated incident. This guy, David Bell, in AgriQuest in Davis, he was terrorized. He ended up having to move to Texas. They had an injunction against him. Barbara was served with 8 injunctions at a hearing at this Fraud Assessment Commission in California. Here she's an injured worker. She can barely take care of herself, and they serve her with 8 injunctions for threatening people at the Seventh-day Adventist hospital chain. It's outrageous. And we went to the hearing at Placer County in California, and I was there. I was interviewing people. I was taping, and they don't even have any witnesses. Imagine that. You get 8 injunctions against you for threatening people. Everybody else who wants an injunction against somebody, a temporary restraining order to stop them from threatening, you have to have a witness. In her case, Seventh-day Adventist was able to get away with issuing 8 injunction, 8 restraining orders against her without any witnesses. The system is rigged.
Now, I want to bring Barbara back. Barbara, on this, now, you had a workman's comp claim. You were injured in the hospital where you worked, and you've been battling this out for how long? Tell the listeners what happened and where your case is current.
Okay, basically what happened, my anniversary is coming up, which is kind of real emotional for me. February 16th, 1994, I was working as a registered nurse in a San Joaquin Community Hospital in Bakersfield, California, which is an Adventist hospital. And I was working labor and delivery. I'd been doing labor and delivery for many, many years. And I had a patient during the delivery process kick me in the head. And because the delivery room was really unsafe, that building has now been torn down in the meantime. I hit my head on a concrete wall about 12 inches behind me. And I lost several teeth. I went immediately to the emergency room. They did an x-ray, which now is missing, and forged documents and said, there's nothing wrong with you. You just have a bruise on the cheek. And for years, I was battling in the work comp system saying, look, my neck hurts. There's something wrong with me. I lost the sight in my eye. I was going numb on my left side. And then eventually I found out that, yes, I did have a broken neck. And I got awards, you know, from the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board to get treatment. And every time I tried to get treatment, the insurance company said, oh, you don't need any treatment. There's nothing wrong with you. You're crazy. And 2 years ago, I was in such dire need. I was in such bad shape. By now, I'm bankrupt. I've lost all my properties, all my savings, everything. I actually got to a doctor who took one look at me and said, you're going to surgery. You have a broken neck. And sure enough, I had the C6 vertebrae had broken and was stuck in my spinal cord. And I'm walking around like this now for 13 years. In 2001, I was so fed up with the whole thing that I filed a civil action against the Adventist Health System in the state court and under RICO, under the racketeering statutes. And it's taken 7 years. I just got word from the California Supreme Court that the RICO trial against the Adventist Health System West will be going to trial. I've gone up and down the appellate ladder. Like Steve was saying, he was there. I wanted to speak in front of the Fraud Assessment Commission, and they served me with 8 restraining orders and then redid them, so I think they're up to 32. That issue right now I took all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, and then they declared me a vexatious litigant. They said, she's just crazy, she's a vexatious litigant. So I've taken that issue up also to the U.S. Supreme Court because I've got to take it out of California because the courts in California are rigged. They're completely rigged.
Well, it's not any better in the other court system, because all the court systems are acting like that. I just had something recently happen with me, and I was in the advocate health care system out here in Illinois in DuPage County, and I went in there because I had a situation where I was hemorrhaging. And they said that I needed a blood transfusion from the hospital, transferred me into a Good Samaritan. And when I went in there, they did absolutely nothing. And it goes back again to what you're saying about insurance. I came out of the hospital, still had the same condition, did absolutely nothing, because, again, insurance today, they have you all in the computer. Everything they have is records in the computer. The first thing they look at to try to find out what to do with you is they have to call up the corporate level of the insurer. And the insurer is the one that designates whether or not you are going to be treated or not. Not the doctor. The doctor might find something wrong, but the insurer, the insurance company, can come back and decline you being treated. So you might sit there on a gurney for I don't know how long, and that's because you're in there in the hospital. You're thinking that, you know, you're getting the treatment. But, again, they might have word in that system you were talking about, the computerized system, that you should not be treated because of blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I was sent home in the same condition, and the bottom line is the fact that if you go in and complain to the state hospital board, they do nothing either, because they're all hooked up with the insurance mafia. Now, Steve, is that what you're seeing? And the same thing?
Absolutely. The insurance companies control the lawyers, and in California, with deregulation, they're lawyers are not getting paid to represent injured workers. They're not getting paid enough, so they're quitting. So workers, injured workers can't get lawyers. But the question people need to ask in this country, why, if you're injured on the job, you have to have a lawyer to fight to get your health care? Why do you need to go to a court to fight the insurance company to get your health care?
That's right.
Why do you have to go to court? You should get health care, period. But they have it set up. So a rigged system, so you end up having to get a lawyer to sue somebody to get health care. There shouldn't be any suit. You should get it. And
now,
the insurance company and the employer should pay for it.
Now, there's another person here I'm going to bring up, and then I'm going to have John talk about the same issue. Bill, do you want to say anything? Bill from Idaho? Do you want to say anything about this?
Well, it's wonderful to be among eagles. I would only mention that, you know, everything described as tragic and as sad as it is still comes under the heading of symptomology. I would only preface my statement or my observations by asking you to look very carefully as a group at the management tree and the controlling authority of these insurance companies and their reinsurers and or the associated banking. If you notice most recently, and I don't know how many of you, I'd love to just quick poll in regard to Sacret de la General in France. Initially was for $7 million missing. Now the nervous and dulcet tone of BBC is possibly 10 times that. What you are dealing with is an extremely large, extremely well orchestrated intragovernmental, intra-agency conspiracy, as you mentioned, to defraud. And certainly the Congress has been in it for a long time, considering that Red Ronnie, remember Red Ronnie? What did he do to the airline, controllers? They were privatized. They were put out of business, then they were privatized. Privatization is Sovietation. And so as the, you know, dream world of what they have constructed initially for their own control of the entire universe has all of a sudden imploded due to their own greed and their own lust and need for total power, control, and management, you found yourself in that vortex. I'd like to play just a real quick clip. This is off of BBC. It's approximately 72 hours old, and I'm hoping that it would come across. Do you have 2 minutes, Deanne?
Yeah, if it's okay with my guest, please go ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, Steve, can you hang in here for a minute?
Monoline insurance companies are indeed guaranteeing the payments on those corporates. Then the yield and the price of the insured bond is in many cases no better than the price of the uninsured bond, the implication being the value of insurance through these entities is effectively worthless. So I think we are now at a critical juncture whereby investors are genuinely assessing whether these companies need to exist. That's going forward. Of course, the problem we have at the moment is that they have already insured massive amounts of existing bonds, and those bonds are held in a variety of institutions, and some of those institutions have assumed a value to the insurance which may not actually be correct.
What do you mean by that? You mean simply that they can't pay the insurance? If the insurance is called upon, they can't pay, is that right?
That's right. And if the entity that holds the bond believes the insurance company will pay out, and of course the insurance company does not pay out, then the holder of the bond ultimately has a hole in their pocket, which they didn't believe they had.
How do they get to the point where they can issue insurance, but actually when the insurance is called upon, there's nothing there? I don't understand how they get there.
The problem they have is that they've been continually issuing insurance at an accelerated pace, and the capital that they've been asked to hold against the insurance, so that the fiscal capital that the insurance companies have been holding in the event that they have to pay out, has been dwindling in proportion to the amount of insurance they've been providing.
Uh-huh.
And you'll notice that NBNA in New York, either most recently or prior ownership and management by Mr. Bloomberg, is now caught up in the same thing because they were part of the same refi in the industry that would collapse from the inside years ago, but nobody took the courage or the time to warrant the industry. I was in a room of 100 underwriting specialists talking about financing state of Idaho's healthcare and industry dealings for Medicare, Medicaid, as well as workman's comp. Nobody would talk about the underlying issues. So I hope that had some resonance. There's more, but if you can get to the strand of who owns what branches and which city group, there's over 150 present city groups out there, and they are all dedicated to special accounts, as many others are, namely Barclays, via Group AXA, AXA, is headquartered both in France and Israel as well.
Well, these companies, these multinationals, are all over the world, and the deregulation of financial system that the Democrats and Republicans together have supported. For example, there used to be a law that separated banks from stock companies, the Glass-Steagall bill, and they removed that separation. So banks sell stocks, and basically they know that they're bad stocks, and they still sell them and bonds. So there's a massive deregulation. But how does this hurt people? People are losing their homes now. Workers can't get health care, injured workers. The system is breaking down in this country, and they have no solution. The solution that they're proposing is to give people $600 or $1,800. How many tanks of gas is that going to buy for people in this country?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, with the price of gas. So So they have no solution, and the labor movement, the working class in this country, have to get organized and have to fight back and have to challenge corporate control of the economy and the government. And actually, in Chicago, this coming Saturday, there's going to be a meeting of trade unions from North Carolina at a Freightliner plant who are going to be speaking at 37 South Ashland, the United Electrical Workers Hall, 7 o'clock this coming Saturday night in Chicago to talk about. They went on strike at Freightliner, which is a truck company, around health and safety, and they went on strike with their fellow workers. They were leaders of the strike, and then they were fired, and they're keeping them from going back to the plant. So these companies, when you challenge them on health and safety, when you stand up for your rights, you get victimized. You get targeted.
And that's one of the things that was brought up in the movie of Michael Moore's Sicko, which I think is really interesting, having lived all over the world myself. The one lady mentioned, she says, you know, in France and in England and in Europe, the government is afraid of the people because they'll just get on the bandwagon. And America, it's the people that are afraid of the government. We have
to stop you again here, and we're going to break because we're coming to a commercial, and we'll be right back on the Dee Ambrose Show Live. And I wanted John to mention what happened to him with his bulldozer accident as well.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And welcome back. We're here, and we're here with Barbara Clark and also Steve. We're talking about what's going on with Bill and also John. I want to bring John in on this, too. John, you want to talk about workman's comp from your aspect and what happened with you?
Okay. Just to give you some quick numbers, as this fraudulent thing is continuing, and don't think California is by itself and is being totally fraudulent. In my state, in my situation, I got hit with a 10-ton bulldozer that fell 10 feet from my neck to my ankles. The roll cage actually fit on me and blew my head up like a balloon. When it got said and done, he said nothing. You know, basically, my corporation wasn't paying enough workman's comp to the fact that I was paying like $14 and almost $15 a hundred because I was a manager, and they said I was doing laborer's work so that I wasn't going to get paid, or my company wasn't going to get paid or reimbursed for the workman's comp. They were just going to bill my company, which is a family-owned farm of my father and I owning the 100% of the stock. And so anyhow, they reneged on paying any workman's comp. They fined me back exactly $25,000, whatever I was paid for my employment, wages, and hospitalization. When it got said and done, right after that happened, workman's comp by my co-op, Dairy Lee, stated that they had been paying workman's comp in Pennsylvania, and it wasn't $18 a hundred, which the norm was for New York State. It was only $6 a hundred. They'd been paying it for years, and they could show that New York State had fraudulently set up this $1,800 workman's comp rate. And so they dropped it down to $7 or $8, but they said at that time, this is 1995, my accident was in 92, and they said that the workman's comp rate would be $7 or $8 tentatively with New York State, but in 3 years there would be so much money in the bank that our premiums would be paid for by the interest of the excess money. So after 3 years, and so 1998, we'd have a zero workman's comp rate. I'm still paying approximately 7%, and again, 9/11 happened, in which they said they used up all the workman's comp money, of the millions of dollars of workman's comp money. Well, if you go into the almanac, I took the 2003 almanac. It stated that the average worker in New York State earned $52,000 a year. And thinking about it, if a wife and husband worked, that probably is a pretty close number. There's approximately 20 million people in New York State. It's like 19 million something. And if you figure there's a family of four, two children, husband, wife, if $50,000 generates a number at 20% of the compensation rate of approximately $40 billion a year. So when they say they have no money, it's a huge lie. When I call in against and fighting all this and whatnot, the New York State Insurance Fraud Department tells me directly that they don't protect the individuals against the insurance company. They're there to protect the insurance companies against the individuals. Exactly. And I inform them that they are New York State's insurance work and fraud department, not New York State Fraud Department against the individuals. And so I made them write a report in which they wrote a fraudulent report. They destroyed evidence and blah, blah, blah. The same story you're getting, the same fraudulency you're getting. And since then, I've been kind of monitoring some of the numbers. In 2008, I got the workers, or the almanac, and the almanac quotes a 2006 number of the average wage in New York State now. Instead of being $52,000 a year, it's $42,000 a year. So they've cut our wages by $10,000 a year in approximately a 5-year period. And, again, it's just a form of corruption that goes on and on and on. And this is only one insurance of many insurances that have been exaggerated, that have been perpetuated on us. I just had a incident.
Well, you have to stop here for a minute, John. We're going to break. And I only have a caller. We got Carl in Ontario. When we come back, we'll be right back, people. At this break.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic